Hello and welcome to In The Game, Qatar's first sports podcast. It's that time again. We've got another cohort from Qatar Sports Deck, and I can't wait to get started. So please, Deuce, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
B-Box Sports. It's lovely to have you. Tell us all about yourself.
Thanks, Steve, for having me as well. B-Box, I mean, what can I say? We are an engagement tool that connects the fan with the teams by creating an augmented reality world that is connected with the official collectible items.
This is a wonderful technology to be in. It's not easy, but it's going to take the world by storm in the next 10 years. I read a publication by PricewaterhouseCoopers, and they think that AR and VR is going to be a $1.3 or $4 trillion industry within the next years. That must sound good to you, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, being in such a great market, it's amazing. And the 5G, it's contributing a lot for this stuff surrounding AR, because AR is something that takes a lot of space inside the mobile phones. And once we have the 5G ruling the world, it's going to be much easier to have access to all these AR experiences without bothering the users of usage of the phone space, even the processing of the data. So once we have that 5G in place, the AR will explode for sure, yeah.
Can we go back to how your company came about? How did it all come together?
Yeah, of course. So we started in September of 2019 with one of the first clubs, that joined us, which is Benfica in Portugal. And we started this because we knew that the football market is something huge, especially in Europe. I mean, it's the sports king, right? Everyone wants to follow a team, or they want to be part of that family. But we understood that there was a gap when fulfilling the clients, the fans in this case, with an official product that wasn't so expensive, so that they still could connect somehow with the storytelling of the club, but wasn't too expensive. And as you know, the jerseys, they are too expensive. Not everyone has the capacity to have a jerseys or to have all the jerseys that they want. And so we wanted to create a product that still had some reference from the football equipment of that team, but was affordable in terms of pricing wise. But we also want to give the teams the opportunity to get to know their fans, because the teams, they don't know a lot about their fans in terms of data. They know the name, the age, because they sign with the date of birth, and they know their email, but they don't know a lot about them, where they are, which favorite things do they prefer to buy, which are the players that they follow the most. So they don't know a lot about those things. And so we decided to create, on top of the physical collectible, an engagement tool that could offer those data to the fans. To the clubs.
Back then, did you AR, was it familiar? Was somebody in your team that was competent in this area from a technology perspective?
Yeah, so we have the three founders. It's me in the marketing department, Ivan, which is the CEO and came up with the whole concept. And then we have Hugo, who is our chief technological officer. And so Hugo, in terms of AR, he is a person that is always exploring new things. And one night we were in Amsterdam, all the three of us presenting the project there, when there was nothing about tech, so it was just a product. And we start discussing a lot of things, and we were brainstorming around it, and we said we need to have something tech around it. How can we make this appealing for the fans, but also for the teams? Because this is where the space between was not connected. And so we were brainstorming a lot, and we came up with this concept. So bringing the fans to the clubs without leaving their space. And this was before the COVID time, but during COVID time, unfortunately, it made a whole lot much more sense, of course, because the fans were not able to stay inside the stadiums. They were not able to spend time with players, not seeing them. And there was no games in the beginning. And so this was a tool, a way to get the football to the fans.
And you talk about the product. So let's go. What was the product in the very beginning?
So in the very beginning, the product was more in terms of lifestyle products. So it was trying to get to the fans products that they felt connected with the club, but were not like a big name across the chest in terms of the club. So we were trying to get more lifestyle products. But in the beginning, in the process of creating these products, we created these replicas, official replicas of football equipments, because we realized that there was missing a product that still was the equipment of the team, but it was not that expensive so that the fans could buy. And so we decided to design this piece, and this is a patent item, patented by us. And that's when it all exploded, and it made much more sense than to apply the rest of the body into the player, because this is what the fans were saying. But why is it only the equipment? Why don't I have all the whole player? And then we said, okay, so let's give the fans what they want. They want to spend time with players. Let's do this. How can we do this? Because the players are not accessible, right? They are playing. They cannot be with the whole audience. They cannot be with all the fans. And that's when the augmented reality concept appeared. We wanted to bring this equipment to life.
I must admit, I love it. And it's like, if there's any, the statement, think outside the box, this is exactly that instant.
Yeah.
Like you had your, and again, I wanted to just, when I said about the product, I just wanted to make sure that people understood that you, a lot of us out there has got a product. And sometimes when things don't go right, you've got to think outside the box and you've got to get the job done. And that's exactly what you've done. I before the interview, obviously, I went onto your app, I downloaded it. You've even got all the information about my football team, Bristol City. I know that a lot of people are not going to know about that team. But you've got so much information. You've got all the players, the results. How do you get all of that stuff into your app? And we will talk about your app a little bit more, because there is some brilliant stuff in there. It's like, I don't know how long a period that's come, but you've got games, you've got your own personal football team in the players in that team. You've got augmented reality so that you can bring the footballers in front of you. It's phenomenal. And you've also got a blog where you've got loads of different stories about things that are happening within an industry. How long is it taking you to get to that stage?
It took some time. So in the beginning, in 2019, like I was saying, we didn't have an app. So it was just a physical product, and we were missing out on that part. But then when the evolution of the process started and we saw a great potential in terms of the augmented reality content, not only for the fans, because they could experience unique content on their mobile phones, but also for the teams that could get to know their fans. This was the bridge missing, right?
Yeah.
We said, okay, we need to explore this. But the app, it was in the beginning just a core site to allocate all the AR experiences. But we started to think about and said, why will the fans go every day to our app if we don't have a new AR content every day? Because AR content, it's difficult to do in terms of the timing, because it takes some time to do, of course. Sometimes we don't have the logistics to meet the players because they are humans after all.
Yeah.
so we don't have them whenever we want to, of course. And so we wanted to create a space on the app where the fan could also get news about their team, but about the sports worldwide. Because I don't know if you feel this, but we have been seeing this shift. In terms of the fans, they follow more the players than they follow the clubs. So they, like, imagine, like you're saying, in your country, you have Bristol that you follow. But in Qatar, you might follow another team. In Portugal, you might want to follow another team. In Italy, probably, if you like Cristiano Ronaldo, you will follow Juventus. So the fans need to have this kind of information as well about the players and about the teams that they have been. And that's what we decided to do was create a more educational and informative app where the fans could have information about the player itself, about the team, some news about football fans and about the football market around the world, and then the AR experiences.
Deuce, you are so correct here because it and it's just it's kind of it's the light bulb moment coming for me because I'm thinking, really, is that true? Is am I following? And then I just started thinking about in my life that the and I support not supported, but I remember Tottenham. I had a phase with because of Gary Mabbott. I've had a phase with Beckham. Everybody, I think, had a phase with Beckham, and we would have followed him around anywhere. It's like there's other players that I've liked, and yeah, you're right. I've watched them when they've gone to those other teams, and it wasn't
that phenomenon. Yeah, that phenomenon happened a lot with Cristiano Ronaldo when he moved from Spain to Italy. A lot of fans moved to follow Juventus.
And with people that haven't seen your app, you've got these, what you do is you go and download the app, Bbox.
Yeah,
Bbox Sports. On the App Store, just go and download it. What you can do is, and what happens is, just so that people know, is it that you can go down and download one of your players from an AR perspective, and they appear in front of you. Yeah. How difficult was it to get those? Is it just the standardized body and a head looking like them? Or how difficult was it to get that thing in place?
Yeah, no. So when you download the app, and it's not only on iOS, it's also Android. So it's on both stores. You register and then you have your profile where you mentioned that you have your football club there. But then when you enter the AR experiences area on the bottom part, you will have access to different areas. One of them is the selfie mode, like you were saying, where you just scan the floor like that with your phone. And then you point, like you're taking a picture of someone, you click on the screen and the player appears. And this is not just the head, it's the whole player. What we do is that we create, it's kind of a gaming technology. Like you probably watch FIFA or EA, right?
Yeah.
So you have
yep.
all the players running around. This is exactly what we do. So we have a skeleton in tech, developing tech, not to enter too much in detail because some people might be confused. So it's just a skeleton on the that we design. And then on top of that, we create the player. And so the player, we can put him to do everything we want, drinking a bottle of water, dancing, talking to you. So the next step will be the player will start saying, "Happy birthday, Steve.
No.
Thank you for being my fan." Yeah, of course.
Do you have
this
rights?
Is the next step.
I'm so sorry to, do you have rights? If it's Ronaldo, for example, how do you do that with the player? Do you have to get the rights for this or how does that work?
So we always work as an official partner from the club. So right now we have the rights of Ronaldo while in the Portuguese Federation because Ronaldo plays for the Portuguese Federation. We cannot use Ronaldo in Juventus. For that, we need to have an official partnership first with Juventus. So it works always like that. There are some players that are from both sides. So imagine in Benfica. You have Eusebio, who was a former player for Benfica, but also played for the Portuguese Federation. On that notice, we can use both using the equipment of Benfica and the equipment of Portugal.
And can I just kind of, I want to go back because I love putting myself in your positions, right? All of you, Ivan, Hugo, I want to put my position and yourself. What was it like when Portugal said to you, "You've got the rights to use our players"?
Amazing. I mean, of course, we are Portuguese, so it was very emotional for us. But it's not, of course, we are Portuguese, so we love the Portuguese Federation. But the Portuguese Federation is a huge federation worldwide. I mean, it has a lot of impact. We are still the champions, right? And so up until this year, at least, let's see. But it was amazing to get to have the access of all the players. And actually, one of the experiences that we have for the Portuguese Federation is that you can visit the football city here in Lisbon. So you can enter in the athlete's house. You can enter in Cristiano Ronaldo's bedroom. You can see where they play, where they chill out. You can see all the cups, because the cups, you might not know this, but it's a private area. It's only opens one time per year in Portugal Day, and you have to register. So not a lot of people are able to see the cups. And we have that experience in augmented reality. So you can be in your living room, just pointing the phone and checking all the cups that we have won.
I'm lucky that I know how the AR works, and I love it. I just love it. And I think it's going to be able to be used in every single walk of life, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single, whatever job. And we've had this game before, is it that we've looked up and said, tell us, let's find out one job or one business industry that it doesn't work for. And I don't think there is one. I don't think one industry. It's a phenomenal thing. And you have done it well. Without a shadow of a doubt, you've done it really well. And I keep on saying to people, go and download the app, because it is pretty, pretty special. But I must admit, the one thing I like about the app is that you have thought about all those areas that people could actually, because I thought, maybe I don't want to look at the AR today. I want to go and look at the football team. All of a sudden, I could see all my team scores. Yep. I could look at all the players. I could go through it. I could, there was some type, it was like being, it was bringing my home to me, you know, because I saw the football team's emblem. It was wonderful. And then you've got the news story, so that you can captivate me there, especially if there's something that I'm interested in. Where do you go where are you going from here now? What are the next exciting things that's going to happen onto your app?
Well, the next step in terms of our app, we are going to have, and it's in the middle button, the LED store. So the LEDs, it's these equipments, right? So we call them the LEDs. It's a very popular expression in the UK, right?
Okay.
And we are going to let the people buy directly on the app without going to the website, into the e-commerce. So you can buy your LEDs directly on the app, and you can add it to your collection. So like you have your own space where every time that you buy a LED, you go add it to your collection. So you have that like a virtual shelf.
And that's like it really is like a collect. You're tapping into so many different mentalities right now. And it's fantastic, because everybody wants a collection of some type. And this could be one of them. And again, the AR, knowing the AR, and I know that there's a lot of people that don't know about it, but you can actually bring, I've got a table in front of me right now, and I can literally, with my phone, I could have a shopping table with all different products with and I can interact with that so that I can purchase it there and then.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think that's going to be the future of augmented reality, is that, and unfortunately we last year, we understood that sometimes we lose control of things and the brands and even the games, right? They don't have any control of what is going to happen. We might be closed inside our house, and what are we going to do? And so I think the augmented reality experiences is going to be a great thing to explore, even in terms of shopping, like you were saying. So the next step for us, and I think everyone is trying to have it, it's shopping experiences in terms of clothing. So imagine one of the major difficulties for the football clubs is the returning rates for the jerseys, imagine, or other apparel that they sell. Imagine that you are inside your house, you just point your mobile phone to you. We can understand your measurements because of the height and weight and everything. And we say, this jersey for you, it's an L, but this one in this shape, it's an M. So we understand, and this will lower the return rates for clubs. This is one of the things that we are exploring. And I think it's going to be amazing, not only, of course, for football, but I think in general, like you were saying, for the shopping experience.
COVID was one of the biggest, oh my word, I don't think I'll ever come across anything in my lifetime as bad as COVID. But I know I don't want to, but it sounds like that you really have blossomed in that time because of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Actually, I cannot complain about COVID, unfortunately. Of course, it was it still is until we don't have the vaccines in place for everyone, it's still a problem. But in terms of closing partnership with clubs, it was a very big eye opening for the clubs, because they understood that while before COVID they were thinking about ticketing and selling and buying players, so those are the revenue streams for them, and sponsorship as well. But then we stopped at games, we stopped, the sponsorships were not affecting anything because they were not getting any returns on their investments. And so the clubs were shut down, and we presented a solution, and it's still difficult for them to understand, but here it's a true solution where they can still make money with the fans, because the fans are a big asset for the teams, and sometimes they forget about it, that they can still make money during times of disaster. In this case, the games stopped, and we still presented a solution for the clubs to maintain contact with fans and make money with the fans.
What I like about you, Dukes, and what I like about Bbox already is that quite simply is that you had something, that you had a products, mm-hmm. And that it was going, it must have been going quite well for you. You had to think outside the box, and then all of a sudden this COVID hit in, and you had to think of new ways and new things to keep people occupied. And what I like about this is that you interact with people in the best possible way, so that you can take our mind off these things, so that we don't have to think about all these terrible things that's going on. Yeah. You can actually think about things that you love. And I think that with this whole situation is that you, what you've done is you've put it as a win-win for everybody. It's a win for you, it's a win for the football club, and it's a win for the fan. And I think that's huge. That's huge. How did you get involved with QST? How did you get involved with them?
Qatar, we were in Qatar actually in March 10, so 2020. So right before COVID shuts everything down. We were leaving Qatar in March 10. And that was our second time in Qatar. And we really enjoyed the country, and it was a new experience for us. And then it's unfortunate to say that sometimes people don't know a country until they get there, right? So I had a concept in my mind that it was a difficult country to live. For women especially, it was very close. So in my mind, it was that. And once I get there, it's completely different situation. It blew my mind. They were super kind, super open. They're very welcoming. We can experiment everything. Being a woman, I can be outside in the street, no problem. Amazing museums, amazing culture. And what I said to Ivan, our CEO, is that the World Cup is coming, right? So of course, our journey to Qatar was to try to understand how can we participate in the World Cup 2022, of course, because our project was specific for football. But once we get there, we said we could do so much more. We could do a road to World 2022. We can get to know, we can get people to know Qatar even before they arrive, just by doing some AR experiences back in their countries and see how is the culture, how is the food, what can they do. Explore a lot of things. And this is the beauty of the project, is that you can apply, like you were saying, AR to different situations and connect the sports with the people, with the tourism, with the country.
I've got an AR on my business card. So when I scan my business card, I can have a video of me playing and talking to me just from a business card. I know that we were going to put something, and we're still in talks at the moment where we're putting little cards in the back of taxi cabs. I'd love to discuss this with you, where you can all of a sudden have an LED screen that you're pushing and pulling different advertisements of the local restaurants, hotels. And this is something that we need to embrace with AR. I love it. I love everything that you're doing. I think it's a wonderful thing. What was, and this is for startups out there, what was the biggest hurdle that you've overcome in the last 2 years?
The biggest hurdle, and it still is, it's so we generate a lot of interest from clubs. We generate a lot of leads. And then there's a process of negotiating. So negotiation. So I guess that process, sometimes it takes more time, because the AR, the football the football clubs, they are just like big corporates. So it's a difficult process inside. Sometimes the departments are not connecting one another, and it's sometimes difficult to get to the decision maker inside the club to close that process in a short period of time. So I guess that's the biggest hassle that we have. Also, one of the other things is something that you've been talking about is that it's still a new thing. And not a lot of people understand the concept. So I'm sure that you already came across this situation where they say, oh, yes, the VR that you do. And I said, no, it's not VR, it's AR. So it's because it's completely different, right? Because VR, you need a glass, you need an extra device. With AR, you don't need anything extra. It's just your mobile phone. And I think that's also a period of education of people, not only for the people that we are selling the project to, but also for the fans to start engage with their mobile phones, because not all mobile phones can read AR, like the older generation of phones cannot read it because it's something new. And so I guess this is also a process of education that it still takes a few time.
You're going to win. Without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to win. You will win. There's a couple more. So with this, what is it like? Because we've all got to work for money. How have you managed to, in those years that you've been operating, has it been an easy road, or how difficult is it to try and, as you said, sometimes educate people, educate investors to invest in your company?
Yeah. Well, it helps to be in a market that has a lot of emotion connected to it, football. Football, it's about emotion. Everyone loves their teams. They are very passionate about it. So in terms of investment, that part is easy. And then in terms of investment for creating something new from scratch, sometimes it's difficult because we do need time to make things come to life, right? And I guess that part, it has its up and downs. But I think it's for every startup, it's more or less the same, right? Yeah. It's encouraging to think that when I pitch, and when I'm always the one that pitch, and I enjoy to seeing light comes to people's eyes, like, oh my God, this is something great. This is appearing in front of me. What are they doing? I mean, this is something amazing. But it has its up and down. Sometimes it's difficult. And when it's difficult for me, when I'm trying to sell a club and I see in the joy of that department, then inside they cannot get to the decision maker to make it sign the contract.
I know exactly how you're feeling, and that was the one thing I wanted. When you got that come through with the Portugal side again, I'm going back to it. That must have been the most fantastic experience that all of you must have had. It would have been, oh dear me, I can't. It must have been so exciting. It's like, what are you hoping with QST now? Because it's remarkable to be in the top 10. Now it's a case you're going through the kind of the experiences, you're getting lessons from different mentors, from different perspectives. How are you finding it so far?
Well, it's been great. I mean, the teams that also were in the top 10 with us, they are also amazing teams. We actually have been doing some synergies with some of them. But even the QST team, Heba, the program director, she's amazing. She has been helping us a lot. She really understands the startup market, and even the rest of the team, they are pretty, pretty good. In terms of workshops, it's amazing. They have some great workshops with great people inside. They help us a lot. The mentors team, oh my God, the mentors team, they are amazing. So we were selected by 16 mentors that wanted to mentor us. Of course, we cannot talk with them on a daily basis, all 16. But even this morning, I was talking with Liz from France, and she was helping us so much in terms of advice. So it has been an amazing experience. And of course, for us, it will be the cherry on top of the cake if we close with the World Cup, of course.
QST is fantastic. It's life-changing. And I'm so glad to hear you talk like that, because they are all remarkable. Without a shadow of a doubt, they're remarkable. Now I know that this is what I like about these podcasts, because at the excitement levels I'm on, and half an hour's gone already, I want to you're doing remarkable things, and congratulations to all of your team.
Thank you.
What is the limits for you? Have you got limits? What you're doing?
Well, in terms of AR, like you're saying, we can apply the concepts to different markets, of course. In terms of limits, I do think that our strategy right now is to get like the top two or top three clubs in each country. And so we are going for that goal. After that, I don't know, but it's still that I would love to get to a point where we are making money, everything is stable, we don't need to worry about money, you know? And I would like to enter the point where I say, I don't need more money to survive. So I want to help the smaller clubs to get to their fans.
I
the smaller think clubs cannot pay, right? So I would love to do that and help them.
And that's why, you're amazing, honestly. I love those sentiments. I love them. I wish, I know that we spoke just before we came on, and I know that we can't say what team it is.
Of course.
But can we just say that you've got some pretty impressive teams, and it looks like you've knocked the door on some massive clubs, and that they're going to be joining you soon.
I hope so. I hope so. And maybe we can do a different podcast once we have more news.
I definitely want, I'm going to send you a t-shirt. I'm going to get a t-shirt made. And please put it up on the back wall. Okay.
Of course I will. There's a spot there.
I'm going to send it to you. When you come over to Qatar, I'm going to have it ready for you. Okay. I will have it ready for you. I think that all of you have done an amazing thing. And I hope you enjoyed it coming on the podcast. I'm hoping that you enjoyed talking about your wonderful, wonderful concept, your application. It's fantastic. I think you've given a lot of lessons and a lot of education to apps or to people that are developing these things out there. And another thing is that looking at people like QST, if you are you're listening to this podcast right now and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, that's what I want to do. Open, just keep looking. There are so many things out there that can actually give you the next level up, okay? And keep striving for those, because with Deucin, with everybody at Bbox, that's what they've done. They thought outside the box, they pushed forward, and this is what you get. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Deucin. Honestly, thank you so much for
having me, Steve. It was really amazing talking to you. Your energy, it's also very amazing, and you pass it to me, so thank you.
Oh, dear me. I can't wait for you to come on. And please, when you can announce that football club, please, let's do another podcast, because I'd love to have you on.
I can't wait to do that. I really can't. Let's do that soon, I hope.
Everybody, on that note, what a perfect way to end the show. Thank you so much for everybody for listening. As you can see, this is why we get excited. And in the game is all about excitement, right? There's so many things that we can get, and it's all about the story. It's all about the story, because without the story, without the journey, you've got nothing. Really, believe me. Anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye for now. Everyone, thank you for listening. Please send us your feedback on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And don't forget to review us on your favorite podcast app.